Georgia, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us a bit more about Zoe's Law and what they're trying to achieve by passing it?
So Zoe's Law is an amendment to the Crimes Act, and it has been put forward by Fred Nile a number of times and being defeated in the House. And in the upper house last time, it was 2013-2014. The intention of Zoe's Law, as they say, is where a woman loses a fetus when she's in a car accident or something like that, that the fetus should be recognised as a separate entity to the woman and there should be criminal penalties attached to that. Our concern about that is that there is already legislation in place that covers that scenario. So in 2005, the Crimes Act was amended to create grievous bodily harm where a woman is carrying a fetus and she's in a car accident or something like that, someone else is at fault, and she loses that fetus. That carries its own penalty. So even if she's not physically harmed, but she miscarries, there is a penalty attached to that. There was a review of the Crimes Act done in 2010 by a QC who said, look, we've looked at this, we understand it's a concern in the community, and we don't believe that there is any change to the legislation required. The legislation currently addresses this situation.
And so if this law were to go through, what are some of the really specific concerns about it?
Right. So Fred Nile constantly puts forward pieces of legislation that are trying to attack a woman's right to choose. He's very explicit about the fact that he's anti-abortion. And legislation of this kind, where it creates a separate personhood for the fetus, has never existed in Australia. It does exist in the States. And so we can see what would happen if it comes into play. And what happens is that women can be prosecuted for harming the fetus. So, for example, there was a woman who was prosecuted who attempted suicide while pregnant, and she was prosecuted for harming the fetus through attempting suicide. There have been women who have been jailed for miscarriages. And there have been women who, when they have the tragic circumstances of having a stillborn baby, are subject to suspicion and investigation by the police. So where you create the fetus as a separate person to the woman, it creates a potential conflict of interest. It means that a police officer or someone can come in and say, we are choosing to privilege the personhood of the fetus over the personhood of the mother. And so that's got really significant impacts for women generally, but also it's often used as a Trojan horse to attack a woman's right to choose. There have been cases internationally of doctors being prosecuted for conducting legal abortions, consented abortions, but because of this right to personhood for the fetus, they've been subject to prosecution, and we don't want to see that happen in New South Wales.
Now, you're part of the team behind a rally which happened in Sydney on Thursday regarding these laws. What was the day like? What was the turnout like?
It was wonderful. It was really great. We had some amazing speakers from Family Planning New South Wales, from Women Electoral Lobby. We had a paramedic speaking about her experience of going helping a woman who had not knowing that she was not in a position to get a medical abortion and therefore had to try to abort her own baby. And they were all speaking about how important it is that a woman's right to choose is not impeded in any way. When we see that a woman's right to choose is impeded, what it means is an increase in medical risks for women, an increase in adverse mental health and health, physical health outcomes. And this is a Trojan horse piece of legislation to come through. So we had some great speakers. We had great turnout. It was a really broad collective of men and women, all really standing up and saying to the upper house members in New South Wales Parliament, vote no on this legislation. It's unnecessary and it's dangerous.
And so for people listening, how can people help get involved when it comes to either protesting these laws as they go through Parliament?
So there's lots of opportunities. It is possible that it comes up again next Thursday. That's the last sitting day. And so potentially it will come up again. Fred Nile is definitely pushing for a vote. But we have a longer term threat. Gladys Berejiklian has come out and said that she is interested in exploring this kind of legislation, despite the advice of organisations like the Law Society, the Bar Association, Family Planning New South Wales, Women's Health New South Wales. All of these eminent organisations in the field have said this isn't necessary and it's dangerous. Gladys came out the other night and said after the election she will be looking to put some legislation into this effect. So there's going to be an ongoing campaign that people can get involved in. Next Thursday is the first date we've got to focus on, but we've got to make sure that Gladys understands that the women of New South Wales don't want this. And more importantly, we want abortion decriminalised. At the moment, abortion still sits in the Crimes Act. You can still be convicted for having an abortion in New South Wales. It's rare, but it's still there and it's not appropriate. So Pro-Choice New South Wales and a bunch of other organisations are going to be taking action over the next year to fight off Zoe's Law and any version that Gladys brings, but to also take action to get the abortion taken out of the Crimes Act so that we can have legislation that reflects the status of abortion as a medical issue, not a criminal issue, and at the very least, keep up with Queensland, who decriminalised abortion last month.
It is such an important issue. Georgia, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.